preaching here a few weeks ago on the feast of the stigmata of our Holy Father, St. Francis, I drew your attention to the fresco behind me, in front of you, which depicts that moment in Francis's life where the seraph, the sixth-winged seraph of the figure of Christ in the upper right-hand corner, imprinted the stigmata upon our Holy Father Francis, who's in the lower right-hand corner. And it does indicate that phrase from the second reading today, "May I never boast of anything but the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ," and that's written across the top. It's important for me to re-emphasize that today, because someone in our congregation that day had thought that St. Francis, if you notice the little rays of light, the little rays, if you see, catch it, he thought, she thought St. Francis was flying a kite. So I have to teach religious imagery here today. But Francis himself is taking on that stigmata, that gift of the stigmata, in the year 1224 at the retreat place site of Liverna. He kept it quiet and secret, and it was only revealed after his death. And we Franciscans have a particular ritual about St. Francis, because he died on October 3rd, and his feast is always on the 4th, but we generally gather together as friars and lay members of our friends and family for what we would call the transitus, the passing of our Heavenly Father into eternal life, of our founding Father into eternal life. And at that moment, and during that service, which takes on many forms, we have psalms, we have a prayer, but there's a letter written by Brother Elias, an encyclical letter. And I have to put it in context because we write many emails today that, you know, get transferred electronically in moments. And this is a letter that was passed to the friars to indicate the passing of Francis. And it took some time for the friars in Europe to find that out. And I use this because for myself in the province, I'm the province secretary, and I am Prov Sec 1. Our minister provincial is Min Prov. Min Prov 1, okay. Well, St. Francis would be Minister General Min Gen 1. Brother Elias, who wrote this letter, would be Minister General 2. So his email address would be mingen2. And I got this vestment, or the vestment truly belongs to mingen 118. Our Minister General 118, Father Joachim Giermek, has left a lot of his collection here at the shrine. And I'm happy to wear something that belonged to mingen 118. And today in Assisi, mingen 120, Father Carlos will be giving a blessing this evening in Assisi. But let me read to you the letter of Brother Elias, Mingen 2. "Brother Elias, a sinner, sends greetings to our beloved brother in Christ Gregory, the minister of the friars who are in France, and to his brothers and ours. Before I begin to speak, I sigh. What I shrink from has come to me upon me and has come upon you. Our comforter has been taken away from us, and he who carried us like lambs on his shoulders has set out abroad into a far country. He who was beloved of God and of man has been received into the most resplendent dwellings. In truth, in very truth, the presence of Francis, our father and a brother, was a light not only to us who were close to him, but also to those who were more removed from us in calling and in life. He was a light sent forth from the true light to enlighten those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, that he might guide their feet into the way of peace. He did this even as the true day star from on high enlightened his heart and inflamed his will with fire and his love. when he preached the kingdom of God, when he turned the hearts of fathers to their sons, when he brought the foolish to the prudence of the just, he made ready for the Lord a new people throughout the whole world. For this reason, my sons and daughters, do not mourn beyond all measure, for God, the Father of orphans, will comfort us with his holy consolation. And if you weep, brethren, weep for yourselves, but not for him, for in the midst of our life we are in death, while he has passed from death to life. Now that I have told you these things, I announce to you a great joy and a new miracle. It is a sign which has not been heard from the very beginning of time, except in the Son of God, Christ the Lord. Not long before his death, our brother and our father was seen to resemble the crucified Lord, bearing in his body the five wounds which are the marks of Christ. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, bless the Lord, the God of heaven. Confess him in the sight of all, for he has shown us his mercy. Hold fast to the memory of our father and brother, Francis, for the praise and glory of him who made him great among us and glorified him in the sight of angels. Pray for him, as once he asked us, and pray for him that God may make us sharers with him in his holy grace. We as devotees, as followers of Francis, seek in each in our own way, whether we're professed or not, we seek to rebuild the Church of Christ. And we pray this day that St. Francis might pray for us as we rebuild the Church. And in a fitting measure, I mentioned to you that, I said it on Saturday, that Father Ed Andreyko is here. He's one of our friars. He's a fellow at the University of Notre Dame, and he has recently come out with a book, Rebuild My Church, a very Franciscan theme. It's on the ecclesiology and Mariology of Vatican II that came about from our own Father Peter Damian Fellner. So Father Ed Andreyko, who is here, we have copies of his book in our gift shop, and he is available for conversation after Mass. He'll be in our dining room, and if you so wish, he'll sign your copy of Rebuild My Church. And with me in the sanctuary is Father Job Abbas. He's our delegate to Canada. He lives in Ottawa, or as they say, Ottawa. And he's with us also because tomorrow we friars are celebrating our Jubilee. So tomorrow you will not be able to swing a cat without hitting a friar. Okay. We'll have a very festive liturgy tomorrow, and we welcome them today.